It's Saturday the 14th of February 2015 and it's Valentine's Day. Special day in my life because I met my wife 34 years ago on Valentine's Day. So it's my last day in Hong Kong. I went up for a run this morning, which is quite nice. I got to the gym and then I'm going to pack up early and get to the airport early because I can get onto a computer there and get Wi-Fi and get some work done in the Cathay Pacific lounge.
本列车会在2分钟后到达。The train to airport and Asia World Expo will arrive in 2 minutes. 本列车即将到达。前往机场和博览馆的列车即将到达。 The train to Airport and Asia World Expo is arriving.
Just been in the Cathay Pacific First Class Lounge called the Wing. Using First Class Lounges is one of the privileges if you're a top tier flyer, and I've just got back into the top tier, I'm glad to say. It's always a gamble as to whether if you get in early you want to keep your status for longer and lose the air miles, or get your status upgraded then and accumulate the air miles. So I've gone for the latter because I think I'll easily do another 120,000 in the next year or so. So now I'm just waiting for them to call the flight. I came down early because I think they're going to call it soon. You can only spend so much time in these lounges, and this is always a tense time because I'm flying premium economy, but as a top tier flyer you're on the top of the list for upgrades. So it looks pretty busy, so I'm hoping that I'll get an upgrade to business class. We'll see. The point behind the upgrades is they're never doing you a favour, they're doing it because they can then sell other seats in economy. These things used to be done in the lounge, but they rarely are these days. They don't seem to always know that you're there, although I just heard from my colleague Mark Cater that he was upgraded from economy to premium economy, so it's looking good. I've actually rarely seen Hong Kong airport so busy. It's been packed all day, especially first thing in the morning, which is unusual. Long queues at security. Something to do perhaps with Valentine's weekend and people going away. I'm not very sure. So if I get upgraded to business class, you'll be the first to know. And the flight's delayed by 10 to 15 minutes. That's never very good news because that usually ends up being a lot longer. So as the girl in the queue said, maybe I can take a seat. I'll do what I want, in fact. What I'll do is go back to the lounge. But there's another lounge nearby called the Cabin, so I'll go down there and check that out and have another drink and keep an eye out the window for when people are moving again. Well, the magic's worked. I'm in business class, which is great. I could really do with just stretching out and relaxing and having a good meal and a few glasses of wine on the way back to London, so I'm really grateful.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to London. It is a safety requirement that you remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the seatbelt sign has been turned off. Please be careful when opening the overhead compartment as items inside may fall out. Kindly take all your belongings with you when leaving the aircraft. Mobile phones and possible electronic devices with cellular functions may now be switched off. Once again, we sincerely apologize for the delay. We thank you for your patience and understanding. It has been a pleasure looking after you, and we hope to see you again soon. Thank you for flying Cathay Pacific, a member of the One World Alliance.
My trip to the Far East is over, as you can tell. A good flight despite the delay. So I'm now in the Heathrow Radisson Edwardian Blue Hotel. And my only intention tonight is to get to sleep.